Welcome to the Waterfront Student Union Elections Podcast. In this release, Tim Sculthorpe and Kim Davis talk with Nick Cooper, the newly elected treasurer.
Congrats.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
How do you feel?
I haven't sunk in yet, and I don't think it will. I just felt a bit sick earlier on, to be honest.
Really?
Well, yeah, I don't know what it is. I've been literally planning for this for 2 years.
Yeah.
Ever since, because I got involved in the union 2 years ago as childcare officer, and since then I just wanted, at first a SAB job, but last year I signed on treasurer. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking in a minute. I'm getting tingly now. I might be the E though.
You're following Owen Morris. How do you plan to follow his footsteps and the work that he's already put into place?
Morris, oh god, yeah. I mean, I spoke about this in the hustings lot. I think they were talking about the balance between commercial services and welfare services. I mean, I think personally we have a pretty good balance here. Obviously, both services can be improved. I think the balance we have is good. I put it to all the universities such as Cardiff, where the balance is more towards the commercial side of things. I mean, then you have one welfare SAP.
Yeah.
I think the balance with Morris's struck is good. Morris has done an awesome job the past few years. I got to work with him, obviously, so yeah, definitely.
What's personally the first thing you want to do when you're in office? What's the first thing you want to take care of? And
after my party, isn't it?
After that.
I don't know, it would probably be, I want to get one of my policies, the plastic bag one, sorry, because I don't know if you read the manifesto, it was to put the 5p on the plastic bag, because we do loads of it. It sounds really lame, actually. Well, yeah, we use actually tons of them. 5p, and the amount we use, and also build a fund for, you know, trees and all that other hippie rubbish, as I refer to it in those things.
How did you enjoy your week of campaigning? Was it as good as
awesome.
You thought? Was it better or worse?
Well, I actually enjoyed it more last year when I was campaigning for Miles and that, because it was, as I wasn't running, there wasn't so much riding on it, so I enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
But no, I really enjoyed, what day are we on now? Wednesday. Really sunny in the village on Wednesday, I enjoyed that, I really got me going, but as you can tell, I've lost my voice for a bit. But yeah, I enjoyed it more last year. This year I did enjoy parts, but I felt, you know, sick at parts, and I had to go home early on one of the days because I was getting really knackered with people, really tired and stressed. But yeah, it's overall, I think.
Has it been one highlight of your campaigning week?
The highlight of it, yeah. I went round the village knocking on the doors on Wednesday, and one of the blokes answered. And before I could even say anything, he said, "Oh yeah, you're the bloke who looks like Shrek, aren't you? We're voting for you anyway." I was like, well, cheers, but at the same time.
Is there any, you said about the plastic bag thing, is that the policy that you're strongest, feel strongest
about?
No.
To be honest, all my policies, the policy, the main one I was pushing, because I, obviously, as treasurer, part of the role is to deal with societies. So a lot of the votes I was going after, they were members of societies. I pushed two, which was the environmental one and the policy on union endorsed employees scheme, where I think, because I've been told people on the village, people on campus who say that their employers pay them below the minimum wage for their age, which is disgraceful. It's been in power for a long time, or treat them badly, make them do more hours than they want to. So getting some sort of award certificate that we can set up as a union to give to employers who treat students well, so students know who treats them well, and where they're really messed around.
Is there anything you wanted to say to any of the people who voted for you, or your campaign?
Oh yeah, sorry, my campaign has been immense. I mean, Miles has been incredible. The current office I've got, one of my campaigners last year, has been immense for me. Stubbs, Matt, and all of them, all my housemates. And just, I managed to drag out a lot of people that I put in a lot of favours that people didn't actually owe me. So, to absolutely everyone, Adam and absolutely everyone, I know they are. And to everyone who voted for me, just cheers for giving me this opportunity and for actually thinking I could do this.
Yeah. Right, but we'll be sitting here in 12 months' time. What is the one thing you want to do so you can look back and say, I did that? When you either leave or stand again or whatever you do.
There's nothing that far forward. I don't know.
You got 12 months to build. What's it going to be?
God damn, I don't know. What would it be? Maybe taking on... Oh, no, I was going to say taking on sugar, but you can't run again next year. That'd be a bigger challenge, wouldn't it? But, I don't know. I honestly can't speculate on that. It's just getting my policies in and making sure I get them implemented. And, just making sure that I feel I'm a true trade unionist. My parents are trade unionists. I work for one back at home, and just to make this place better, to improve on it. That's all.
Anything else you want to say that we haven't asked you?
Oh yeah, I said that if I won, I'd tell Chugga Jones that he's dead to me.
Right, that's it.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to a Waterfront podcast. Find out more at waterfrontonline.co.uk.